Hi, my name's Chris Scott, and this interview was recorded for the UK Wine Show. For the latest news and terms and conditions, go to ukwineshow.co.uk. Hi, my name's Chris Scott, and I'm here with Alexandre Momuso, and you're from Chateau Gorau. What we're going to do today is you produce a range of wines from, well, not all over the Loire, mainly Vouvray, but a range of styles of wines that have got different branding and different positionings on them. And so we're going to taste them and just see how they taste, actually.
So, number four is the Turonia. The Turonia come from an argillo-siliceous soil. The first place we visit.
Oh, okay, so it's got a bit of silica, it's got that the coral in the soils, yeah. Wee bit of clay, not too much clay.
Yeah.
And some of that ironstone, so sort of red and rusty.
So, this is the 2013 vintage. It's a very specific vintage. Unfortunately, we had on June 17th, we had a terrible hailstorm, which destroyed more than 50% of our crop. Fortunately, this spot was not so hurt and affected. But we have two generations of grape. And the second was not so ripe, but macerate with the ripest and give this touch of smoke and flowery touch, as you can have sometimes with Sauvignon. But this is totally unusual for the Chenin Blanc. So it's very interesting because the balance is very dry, but very fresh and smooth in the same time. Plus, the very, very flowery expression.
Normally when a vineyard gets hammered by hail or a natural disaster well after flowering, but before
is better, if I can explain that, is not so bad before compared to after.
I would have thought that if you can reduce the yield, if the hail takes out enough grapes, then effectively the yield goes down, hopefully the concentration goes up.
You know, it's a sort of traumatism. And this traumatism spent a long time to be over. So even if it's before the blooming, the result is in the maturing period, the wines the yield is lower. You still have the earth, which is still there. And many times wines are firm, very firm. So this is an example of how we can manage the firmness in a difficult vintage because weather condition was difficult. And at least we have something very easy to drink, very flowery, very clean in your mouth, and so nice to pair with specifically with seafood. This is crazy, specifically with the oysters. Oysters and Turonia 2013 is really crazy.
Yeah. Did you do a malolactic fermentation?
No.
Yeah, I was going to say, because it's got that fresh, zippy, apple acidity in there.
The malolactic is not an enemy, but close to be.
Really?
Yeah. I hate the malolactic because the freshness is our heritage, you know? Yeah. So we have to manage the acidity and make the wine around the acidity. Yeah. I think the acidity is something very, very important for our client because many New World wines are of very, very low acidity and no freshness. Yeah. So many times they don't have sugar, they had tartric acid. So we don't have very few sugar. Sometimes we do because nature, Mother Nature, is not exactly with us. But we never cut the acidity. Okay. Never.
Vouvray is naturally it's normally considered quite a fresh, high acidic wine.
Yeah.
And do many producers do malolactic fermentation, or is it?
I think the biggest company who need to have big markets need to have a very stable expression. So many times they cut acidity with malolactic. But I don't know exactly because we don't do the same job, you know. Yeah. So it's difficult to talk about.
But this wine's dry, but you get a range of different sweetnesses.
Yeah. After we have a sec tendre from the same vintage.
Yeah, there's an off dry.
No, because off dry means demi sec, and demi sec is 20-25 grams per liter.
Mm-hmm.
Mine is 9 grams per liter.
What did you call it?
Sectone, soft dry.
Soft dry, yeah, okay. That's quite new, because Vouvray, you see a lot of sec, demi-sec, and
moelleux.
But this
demi-sec is the medium dry, but this historic style of Vouvray. Vouvray is known as the demi-sec, not as a sec. But the evolution of the market and the consumers, they prefer to have something not sticky but sweet.
Yeah.
And it's easier to pair with food, because more and more people now have drink before or after the lunch or dinner.
Yeah.
But with the cuisine broadcast on the TV or on the radio and the newspapers, more and more people want to have the experience for pairing their home food and pair with wine. So what's the best? What can we have as experience for this weekend? Because I have an opportunity to buy, I don't know, a fish or veg or whatever.
I noticed on the bottle, you haven't written down whether it's sec or demi-sec on the front label.
What was it on the back?
Yeah, okay. A number of times I've been called out with Vouvray where I had a case in point where a client wanted a white wine, and I suggested Vouvray for it, and she thought it was going to be sweet, and I thought it was going to be dry, and to be honest, neither of us were actually confident about what it was.
That's the reason why we went back on the label, because, regulation in the various countries where we export our wines are so different. So on the front label is difficult. So back is better.
Yeah.
And just in France, people don't use the back label.
Yeah.
But in other countries, all the clients want to read the back label to understand how was the wine, where it came from, all the story, pairing, service, etc.
Yeah.
Number five is Château Gaudrel 2013 Sectandre. So this comes from an argilo calcaire.
Okay, so this is the ones where it's a bit more clay and a bit more...
Yeah, limestone and clay too.
It's got less of that... It smells less intense. The other one was quite, as you say, quite floral on the nose. This is less floral, but it's sort of got a nuance there that's hard to describe.
I need some air to express. So the argilo calcaire produce a wine deeper, smoother, and more intense in the mouth.
Yeah.
You have two sensations, the silky touch and the freshness and the tension at least.
Mm-hmm. And the acidity is a bit, I don't want to say tartar, but it has a sharpness to it compared to the other Vouvray.
A wine like that start to be interesting around December. Bottle on June, so need time. The bottling is a moment difficult for the wine. It's a sort of traumatism too, and needs 3-4 months to be okay. But after the harvest, the wine start to be more expressive.
Just on the evolution of wines as they age. What's the oldest that you would expect your Vouvrays to...
A normal Vouvray can be aged for minimum 10, 12 years.
Mm-hmm. And what will happen to the wine?
And the wine change from a very fresh to... it's aging... It's comparable to a white port. And the honey touch is more and more present.
Mm-hmm.
So the wax is more present. This is more difficult to pair with food, but more expressive. And many times, in the same time, you have the lime tree flowers, the spicy, specifically the saffron and the anise.
Anise, yeah.
Which are very, very interesting for the food.
Yeah. I noticed that this wine's, you said it's got high residual sugar in it.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking earlier about when you're doing your winemaking about stopping the alcohol fermentation, because wines that have got residual sugar, mm-hmm. if there's any sort of yeast that's left there,
so
the yeast will want to just go, oh, there's a bit of sugar and start fermenting again. So how do you stop the fermentation and leave the residual sugar?
We spend a lot of time for fermentation. Normally, in our country, a white need 2, 3, 4 max months to ferment.
Mm-hmm.
In my estate, the minimum is 2 months. And many times in December or sometimes January, wines are still in fermentation. So is going very slowly. So easy to stop. And what I do is a thermic shock. We go down from 18 centigrade down zero in less of 10 hours.
So thermic shocks are 18 to zero in 10 hours?
In 10 hours. Yeah. So the yeast had no time to sporulate and, by the way, died without anything.
So you just kill the yeast with thermic
shock? Yeah, just kill. Yeah. If you spend too much time to go down in temperature, the yeast can produce a spore. And a spore is like a seed, and wait the better conditions, specifically in a wine shop, for example.
Yeah.
Temperature and the wine will ferment. So if you have the right and the good thermic shock, you killed the yeast, and then you had a very, very small volume of sulfur.
Yeah.
It's quite better for your headache.
Normally, wine yeast is reasonably resilient to sulfur dioxide. If the conditions aren't right, so a made wine, even though it's got some residual sugar, it has lots of alcohol. Alcohol's a poison to yeast. A bit of sulfur dioxide in the wine, that's a poison to yeast as well. Not a great poison, but it makes inhospitable conditions for the yeast.
The problem first is yeast, where they come from. If you use selected yeast and do the job as mentioned on the packaging, you have to understand that 20, 30 grams per liter is huge. So they are the boss.
Yeah.
They do the job and they decide. And you have to go beside the yeast. You can't drive it. They drive for you.
The yeast population is massive. Yeah. It gets a hit up and it's off and it's running.
My job, I do the job opposite. I use a very small quantity of selected yeast, if I do, or indigenous. And by the way, the business is going slowly. So you have time to do the job. If you don't, the nature do the job instead yourself.
Oh, yeah, and then nature will do the fermentation.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But you can control the speed of the fermentation a wee bit with temperature.
You can, but it's crazy.
Yeah.
You have to pick the grapes at the right moment. As more bodied as possible, as more ripe as possible. Mm-hmm. So if you do that, after, you have so few stuff to do. Just to have a view.
Yeah.
Many times a day, but nothing to do. You just control. This is a real pleasure to do the wine on this way, because the nature gives you the max and you have just to give few help to make it right. No more.
Okay. I noticed in your winery you've got a couple of old barrels. Do you use new barrels?
Yeah,
at all?
For a cuvée called Le Sec de Château Gaudrel.
Yeah, yeah.
But this cuvée is 50 new and 51 wine. And I saved after one wine for other cuvées, especially for Château Gaudrel Secton, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Because the architecture of the barrel is really interesting. And second, the volume makes the temperature very, very cool. So we have, in the same time, a very low temperature fermentation, and the dead yeast contact is very good.
Least so,
yeah, so it's very, very, very interesting.
Yeah. Is Lee's contact an important part of Vouvray production? Getting that sort of...
Mine, yes.
Creamy...
Mine, yes. Mine, yes.
All right, then. I think that's everything we need to say, Alexandre. Thank you very much.
Thank you for coming, Chris.
Not a problem. I appreciate it.
No, thank you.
Cheers.